old paradigm, to the old programming, to the old belief about self, and that you're entitled to a new way, a new approach, a new circumstance. So when they're saying circumstance, we tend to think of our finances or employment, but when they say circumstance, they mean consciousness. Because we want to remember, it's like as we keep raising the bar, as we keep attuning to higher source energy, higher source realization, that becomes our new circumstance, and that what our next approach is, or what we next find ourselves being able to reach, being able to occupy our very vision, is like that further degree, that further approach, that further realization. So this is where we're learning really to be smart. Instead of doing a lot of work, they're saying underground, but what they kind of mean is like lower consciousness. We're soon to arrive, we're soon to see, we're soon to understand our holy remembrance, meaning our very name. So allow yourself to join with the total abundance, the total secure placement, the total readiness, the same. So when they're saying abundance, it's like abundance of light, abundance of truth, abundance of readiness for our own holy admissions. So again, when I'm saying that, like I suddenly just became Isis, where it's like I've got my wing span. That's really never happened before when I've been doing these. So what I really get from that is how evolved we already are. So Leona, I'm actually muting you, sweetheart, a couple of times because otherwise we get feedback. So if you can just keep it muted until it's your turn, that would be super helpful. So allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to assume your natural positioning at last, meaning your light, meaning your true gaze, meaning your true wisdom, meaning your true voice. So when they're saying true voice, for some of us, we have like throat chakras. Oh my gosh, they're just showing me like a stamp of authenticity. Ever like order something and it's like, it's authentic, it's been verified. Basically, that's what they're showing me. They're showing me like a seal on the throat chakra. So we want to remember, for a good part, we've been living out of a falsified claim. In other words, we believe we were individual, we've been following our ego, and we haven't had the truth of self in a long time, in a while. And they're laughing about long time, meaning like because we're still believing in time. So this is about our standing out. This is about our rearrangement. This is about our liftoff sequencing, where it's like we're going to start speaking from our soul. We're going to start speaking from our wisdom. We're going to start speaking wise. So allow yourself to assume the same. Allow yourself to orchestrate your finest happening, your finest occurrence, your finest recognition of faith. Because again, instead of just sort of parroting everything we've been taught, everything we've heard from another, it's like our own true voice is soon to begin, our own true voice is soon to be established, our own true voice is soon to be recognized within. So when we're sharing that, the energy that's just exploding, I don't know how, like, when I say I don't know how to explain it, they're like, sure you do, just give it a try. So when I'm looking at it, it's like the chakras are lit, like ding, 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 ding. And then when it gets to the throat chakra, there's an extension. There's an extension where it's like obligated the same. You ever have like something where, I don't know, like you press something and like a piece comes out and it's like, oh, I didn't know it did that. That's basically what's occurring with our throat chakra, where we're opening up our voice. We're opening up to love's chamber. We're opening up to our true recommendation. Now, there's something very essential with that area, because it's going to be connected to the heart. And I say that because when I'm feeling this heart, it's like it's due to explode. It's due to proceed. It's due to advance. So all of these giftings, what I really get from this is we're so much more than we've ever understood. So it's like we've been functioning out of a fraction of ourself, and we're soon to awaken. So as we they're saying go abroad with love. In other words, as we assume our new reality, when I'm receiving this in everyone's behalf, it's sort of like your I am presence is being stirred, is being seen, it's being advanced. And so when I'm receiving everyone is so much, I mean, you're just magnificent, you're just gorgeous, you're just so much more than you've ever, how would I say that? Like, we've been working out of such a small access of our true reality. And so what we're learning to do is to go abroad. They keep saying that, go abroad, meaning like to expand, to be functioning out of our true energy, to be functioning out of our true sensation, to be functioning out of our true delight. So anything where you feel grander, larger, more than when you first came. And when they say first came, it's sort of like, I'm an individual, this is where my body starts and stops, this is my linear story from the moment I've, it was given birth or had birth, taken birth, versus who we really are in our stardom, who we really are in our amassed fortune. Because we want to remember, we've all been in fifth dimensional reality before. It's not like we've never done this. So all that's now ready to be seen, all that's now ready to be advanced, is continuously present, meaning it's here. It's here for the taking. It's here for the new provisions. It's here for the welcoming. So out of all of that, what I love the best is the welcoming. The more that you can welcome it in, whether you're welcoming your higher self, you're welcoming your I am presence, you're welcoming light, you're just imagining that throat chakra extending, sharing truth, sharing what's been dormant is now alive, is now ready to go, is now ready to proceed. And that stirring of the heart chakra, where instead of it being hardened, instead of it being closed, it's sort of like, well, I just got to focus on me, myself, and I. We're opening up to the grandest claim, where we really, truly recognize ourselves to be all of us. It's like falling in love with humanity, falling in love with every being. So when we function out of our lower consciousness, that's a little bit difficult at times, because everyone's kind of acting goofy, including us from time to time, because we've been falsified. We've been functioning out of a localized extension of self, not our true essence. So as we part ways with faith, meaning we have faith that we're extending, we have faith that we're going beyond, we have faith in our true broadcast, it's all there ready for us to receive. So allow yourself to receive from your inner chamber, allow yourself to receive love at last. Now, when they said love at last, make sure you're receiving love for yourself. Make sure it's not just, how would I say that? Like, the love's coming in and you're ready to distribute it and it hasn't touched you at all. We don't want to do that, because some of us are just expert caretakers and we're super good in caring about others to the dismay of self. Like, in other words, we want to receive the blessings within and then imagine them coming in and through. So we're blessed, we receive the love, and then it extends out. We're sharing our what we've been given. We're sharing our very name. We're sharing our light. We're sharing our love at last. But we're sharing from our wholeness. It doesn't serve anyone for light workers to have ill health, to have empty bank accounts, to have all sorts of problems. And like, we know how to suffer, we know how to do without. That's not going to help us at this point. This is really about receiving abundance within, receiving the light within, turning yourself on. So when you come up the stairs, meaning like you come into your new placement, you're coming to your new status, from your whole self, now you have light, you have love, you have truth, you have the open heart sensation. You're opening up to it all. So we want to remember, as we do that for all to see, that's how we gift others, because it's like a vibrational acceptance. So when we're vibing, when we're holding that vibe in that new alignment, well, then it's just like the overjoy, the over blessings are received by the many. So the more that we can begin again, meaning like receive, you cannot receive too much. You cannot receive too much light, too much love, too much increase. So we want to get very comfortable opening up. We want to get very comfortable in saying yes. We are not waiting on the friendly skies. We're not waiting on the next download. Our guides are waiting for us to assimilate, to integrate what we've received, so then we can receive again. So there's no waiting on time, in other words. We really want to receive that. There is no waiting on time. We don't have to wait for the eclipse or this or whatever. All that's very helpful and very supportive, and ooh, it affected all of us. But we're soon to find our way. So again, the more that we remain proactive, the more that we remain aligned with our highest cause. When I just said align with our highest cause, the most beautiful, what would you call it? I guess it's some kind of sacred geometry, but it was alive. It wasn't just like a 2D pencil drawing or whatever. It was, ooh, it was alive. So how would I describe that? It's within our very vicinity is what they're saying, like just to say that. So in other words, it's here, it's here. So receive the light of many, meaning receive it well, receive it most, and allow yourself to stand on faith. Faith is trusting your true self. Faith is trusting your higher self. Faith is trusting your I am presence. Faith is trusting your multidimensional existence. Because the more we trust that, the more we abide by it, it is soon to sink in. In other words, we keep growing energetically. We keep growing in consciousness. It's going to keep getting groovier and groovier as time goes on. But again, time is an assumption. So even though I said as time goes on, they had to like kind of piggyback to not correct me, but just to sort of add simply reminding us that we can drop the need for time any old moment that we choose. So allow yourself to receive your wholeness now. Your wholeness now. You just may feel energy. You just may receive it on faith. You may feel a quickening. You may feel, see, sense. You may not feel, see, sense any of that. It's irrelevant. You're receiving it regardless. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. Thank you, everyone.